morning, everyone. Since Dr. Kurnt gave such a good background on the industry, I'm just going to go ahead and jump into the data. I'll be talking about STIs in the adult film industry. I just have to disclose that I have no financial relationships. So this here is showing the amount of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis that was reported to the STD program. I'm going to be discussing these mostly just because they are reported and we have data readily available for these. And these are all of the infections that were diagnosed from performer testing centers. And you'll notice in 2002 and 2003 there's a big jump there. Most likely that's just due to better reporting from these facilities. And for 2008, it's just for the first half of 2008. So for chlamydia, you'll notice that chlamydia appears to be on the rise, especially in the later years. And then gonorrhea in the recent years appears to be going down. That's what we were seeing in the rest of LA County as well. For 2008, if we go out through the rest of the year, the numbers for chlamydia look to be equivalent to 2007, roughly 500 cases of chlamydia. And additionally, with gonorrhea, it looks like the decline is going to continue with about 150 cases for the year. And syphilis, we don't see too much syphilis in the among the performers. So as Dr. Kurnt mentioned, in April of 2004, there was an HIV outbreak. So April of 2004, over the next 4 years, we wanted to look at reinfection, meaning that they got two or more infections during this time period, just because after the outbreak, awareness increased, testing increased, and so that's why we chose that as a starting point. During this four-year time period, 2,623 infection episodes occurred, mostly, again, chlamydia and gonorrhea, and there was about a 10% comorbidity, chlamydia-gonorrhea comorbidity, and roughly 70% of these infection episodes occurred in females, which isn't surprising, seeing as how that's roughly the proportion of females in the industry. So this is a reinfection analysis. It's a little confusing, so I'll walk you through it a bit. So there were 2,858 infections. That should be infections, not incidences. I put in the wrong I word. But 2,858 incidences among 1,873 performers during this four-year period. Of the 1,873 performers, 23% of them had a reinfection during this four-year period, meaning that they had two or more infections. Additionally, if you look at the incidences at the percentage column over here on the far right, it reflects the number of reflects the percentage of all the incidences. So if you add up the infection 2 through infection 8, roughly a third of the infections, the subsequent infections from reinfections, attributes roughly a third of the morbidity. So meaning that if we can, in theory, prevent subsequent infections through prevention, through training or information, we could potentially decrease morbidity by a third, which is a great amount. So just to summarize the reinfection information, 2,858 infections occurred among 1,873 performers. Roughly 70% of those infections occurred in females. Again, not surprising given the makeup of the industry. 23% of the performers had reinfections during this time period. And of those reinfected, 14% had at least four infection episodes, meaning that they had on average one infection episode per year. The median time to the next infection was roughly 200 days, so it's about 6.5 months. And just the difference between males and females, female performers were 25% more likely to be repeatedly infected than males, and they were reinfected on average 2 months earlier than males. The median was about 1 month. So not only are females more likely to be repeatedly infected, but they're also getting reinfected sooner. So I wanted to look at these reinfections, the reinfection in the adult film industry versus other clinics. And so during the same time period, I looked at the reinfection rate among clientele from STD clinics and Sentinel family planning clinics compared to the performers. And what I found was that in family planning clinic and STD clinics, the clientele had a reinfection rate of about 25%, whereas doing this, a similar analysis, I found that almost a third of the performers had a reinfection. This analysis was slightly different from the previous analysis because the previous analysis only included infections that were reported from performer testing centers. This one includes all centers that reported infections among the performers. So this number includes not just infections during the during their time in the adult film industry, but also personal risk as well. And I found that this was significantly these rates were significantly different from the adult film industry. So why do we care about repeat infections? The reason why we're concerned about repeat infections is that they're indicators for higher risk behaviors, for higher risk for HIV, and higher risk for the more severe sequelae of STIs, including increased risk for HIV, PID, pelvic inflammatory disease, infertility, pregnancy complications, and neonatal infections. So that's why we're concerned about the reinfection issue. On this slide, I just wanted, there are some misleading pieces of information out there about STIs and the adult film industry, and I just want to kind of address those issues. A prevalence for chlamydia and gonorrhea has previously been reported by a major performer testing center to be 1.8%. It's the direct quote roughly here and there. There have been a couple of quotes, but in general, it's the average mortality rates for chlamydia and gonorrhea are 1.8% each month, monthly rates. So if the problem is if you compound this 1.8% per month over the year, that actually translates to a prevalence of roughly 20%. So the number that's being thrown out is 1.8%, but in actuality, the annual prevalence is 20%. Another misleading piece of information out there is that performers are recommended to get tested for chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and HIV monthly, which sounds like there's a lot of testing going on, which there is. However, within a month period, a performer could perform with numerous partners and in the process acquire and transmit an STI all within a month. So testing is not alone, not enough. We need something beyond just simple testing. So another misconception out there is that chlamydia and gonorrhea prevalence in the AFI performer population is less than the general population, and I think this is stemming from the 1.8 prevalence issue. So I wanted to throw in a slide based off of the projected annual morbidity, comparing the industry to the general population. And so the 20% is based off of the performer testing center, the numbers given by the performer testing center. The 35% is based off of our numbers, based off of what we get reported and the amount of number of performers we believe to be in the industry. And so we estimate that the prevalence is actually closer to 35%. For SPA 6, which is our highest morbidity area for chlamydia and gonorrhea, the prevalence is about 5% for 18 to 24-year-olds, which is a comparable population, also a very high-risk population age group. 2.2% is the prevalence, the chlamydia and gonorrhea prevalence in LA County overall. So as you can see, for 18 to 24-year-olds again. As you can see off of this, the prevalence in the adult film industry is at least four times that of our highest morbidity area. So that the notion that the prevalence in the industry is less than the general population is just not true. So just some closing points. Trying to assess prevalence and reinfection in this population is extremely difficult, mostly because one, as I mentioned before, for the reinfection analysis, the first part, we only included infections that were diagnosed at performer testing centers. But in reality, some of them have personal providers that they go to. So they would be diagnosed from the personal providers. So we're not collecting those. To be conservative, we're not collecting those. So we're missing those cases. And there's also possible underreporting going on. And there's also the issue of self-medication. So we are not getting all the cases that we could be getting. We're being conservative because we don't want to accidentally inflate the number. So we're being ultra conservative as it is. So likely the estimates that we have are underestimates. So bottom line, risk and burden of STIs among AFI performers are unacceptably high. That's basically what the numbers are showing. So I just want to thank my co-authors, Dr. Shane Steinberg, Dr. Peter Curtin, Dr. Geta Einalem. And here's my information if you need the slides or if you have any further questions.